The United States national soccer team lost to Mexico yesterday 1-0 in a World Cup qualifying match. Still, the U.S. team remains close to clinching a spot in next year's World Cup in Japan and Korea. The team's recent success in world competition has helped create a growing legion of fans, supporters willing to cross continents, dress up, and cheer like the most seasoned soccer fans. NPR's Jerry Haddon reports from Mexico City.
This is the spirited chant of several dozen U.S. soccer fans psyching themselves up before yesterday's game.
USA! USA!
This was the response from 100,000 Mexican fans as they piled into their beloved and infamously noisy Aztec Stadium. U.S. fans were outnumbered nearly 1,000-1 for yesterday's big rivalry, so it's easy to understand why Debbie Corbett, a Washington, D.C. internet executive, was uneasy as she crossed the parking lot toward the cavernous stadium before kickoff. Corbett closed ranks with her 100-odd colleagues as hordes of Mexicans heckled their passage.
That's a reaction I'm a little nervous about. But hopefully it'll be a good game. There's some friends that we know here, and they're saying that generally Mexico fans are very nice.
I'm a little nervous.
Corbett is part of Sam's Army, a diverse fan club whose members share a somewhat uncommon American addiction to soccer, especially World Cup soccer. Sunday's turnout was huge for an away game, the reason the U.S. team has been playing so well. They're at the top of their division, having won their previous 9 World Cup qualifying games. On the bus ride to the stadium, trip organizer Matt Mathai says he understands how that could create a touchy reception here.
Well, there's a lot of baggage that comes with the U.S.'s relations with other countries. And soccer has always been the trump card a lot of countries have had to hold over the U.S. And now that's being taken away. I understand the resentment. I kind of take pride in it.
Mathai says U.S. success on the soccer field has begun to attract the sort of committed fans in the style of Europe and Latin America. American Colin Lamont is a .com Seattleite who's taken a leave to attend more U.S. games. He says Sam's Army is learning from more experienced rival fans. For example, in Central America, locals traditionally throw late-night parties in front of the U.S. team's hotel, hoping to keep players awake. Recently, Lamont and other Sam's Army commandos found a chance to strike back.
Back in Kansas City for the Costa Rica match, 4 of us went down through the Costa Rican halls with air horns and banging on doors and screaming and yelling. All of this is somewhat experiencing what I never did in college, but probably should have. I'm just doing it 10 years later for a better cause.
At yesterday's game, seated behind the goal, the American contingent watched in frustration as the U.S. lost 1-0. Tens of thousands of Mexicans jeered the tiny U.S. section. But most U.S. fans, like red, white, and blue-dressed Maryland native Ron Kessel, sat unperturbed as the occasional hot dog bun or beer cup projectile hit them from above.
It's incredible, man. We wanted to see it sold out crazy and yelling at us. That's just the way it is. It's incredible. I wish we had crowds like this in the States.
But when the game was over, the projectiles began to fly in earnest. The Americans took shelter beneath an enormous U.S. banner as delirious hometowners bombarded them with burning flares and plastic bags filled with urine. Riot police were called in, and the stadium was cleared before the U.S. fans were let out. Some complained that the Mexicans were behaving like poor winners, but Sam's Army member Kim Flyberg echoed the most common feeling, that fan rowdiness is part of the excitement.
I expected that, and stuff happens all over. You know, I wasn't nervous, I wasn't worried. And I mean, this is a game, you know, there's a little hostility, but overall people were great.
The U.S. soccer team next faces Honduras at home. Though yesterday the U.S. picked up the loss, Sam's Army members say they did their part, showing up and once again disproving the myth that Americans don't care about soccer. Jerry Haddon, NPR News, Mexico City.